Thanks, Jean-Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, since we are over time already, it's easy to give concluding remarks because one could say, thank you very much. It was very nice seeing you. But let me say something over time. This session was, of course, dedicated to International Year of Light from scientific point of view and technological point of view. But even in this science technology oriented session, you could have realized how broad was the coverage of different disciplines that were tackled. And that was a very high challenge that we faced when we were asking for this International Year of Light. Is it really not too broad at the end? Because the enthusiasm around the concept of the International Year of Light was somehow scaring. And not only that physicists, chemists, laser people, nanotechnologists came in, the whole industry connected to light industry, but biologists working on photosynthesis, astronomers, the whole concept of universe that you heard about, and then culture people that were saying it's fantastic to have the Year of Light. Light is a color. This is actually, without light, there is no art. Light is art. And then, of course, historians, because it was very interesting to celebrate so many anniversaries in one. This is actually not only anniversaries that were mentioned, but in addition, 1,000 years of the first book of optics of Ibn al-Hatim. So one could go easily into golden era of Muslim science, which we actually did. We had such a conference on the occasion of International Year of Light at UNESCO. In other words, I couldn't say all this otherwise, but here in Budapest at the end of this session, which somewhat disturbs the concrete content of the session, but it's actually the beauty of science. And that is why we are celebrating the World Science Forum here in Budapest, and coming from different disciplines, we can get something, we can have something together and something to be done together. Because at the end, these kind of international years, like Light and many others that we celebrated earlier, they serve actually several purposes. To show to ourselves that we are doing something interesting. It's sometimes very important to realize this, especially when you sit close in the laboratory. Then they open up the field to a general public. They give an opportunity to get youngsters and to make youngsters interested. And meetings like Budapest, in addition, open up, to some extent, minds of decision makers towards science. This is possibly the most difficult, because governments are not easy partners for scientists, and this we know. So how can we actually convince them that development goals, the future of our planet, COP21, everything that are now being discussed, actually depends very much on science, technology, and innovation that actually is born in scientific laboratories. That without financing research, there will be no development. Unfortunately, this is not what happens in many countries. This is not what happens in Europe now, even in the United States. So somehow, this is our weapon, to get together, to have conferences like this, to have sessions like this, fantastic panel of experts, even if they replace some other experts like Professor Dudley, and get together and speak about it. And I also saw that we had some journalists in the audience, which is actually very good, because this is also something that we scientists do not do very often. We do not sell well and popularize our research. So that would be my general comments at the end, but I was also asked to promote still some exchange of views. So despite the fact that it's now coffee time, I would propose that we stay for 2-3 minutes longer, especially if there are some burning issues you would like to tackle and some questions you did not have time to ask. To go on now. Professor Kroh, yes.
Well, I would like to say that when UNESCO declared this year the Year of Light, then they declared 4 legs of it: science, technology, nature, and art. We were listening to talks which covered the first 3 of them, not the 4th one, art. On the 3rd floor of this building, the Hungarian Academy of Sciences has a gallery, including a Goethe room, where there is also an interesting film going on. But in one of the rooms there is an art exhibition now. One Hungarian art painter and a Japanese one have exhibition there, so I warmly recommend you to go up and have a short sight on that, what you can see there. You have an elevator here which goes up to the 3rd floor, and you can enjoy it there. Don't miss it, it's unique. And on the other hand, on behalf of the Hungarian team working for the success of tonight here, I am thanking all of you for coming here. And please take the message with you that without life, there is no life. Without light, there is no life.
Thank you. Professor Rettel.
You mentioned the vast field of light, and I had to add one more, which we were active here in Budapest, inviting the theologians. For the theologians, the life is also a cornerstone of everything what they are teaching and what they are living for. And there was a conference in the Catholic theology a few weeks ago about the light in the Catholic theology, and the Lutheran theology also organized such a similar event on the night of the universities. So that was even more, so we could extend a little bit, expand the issues.
Perfect, thank you very much. This is very right, and I actually forgot about mentioning religion as another leg of International Year of Light, and actually at the opening ceremony in Paris, we had a cardinal speaking, yes. Yes, please.
I saw the name Theodor Maimon. He built his first laser in 1960. I built mine, the first one, in 1964. You couldn't buy a laser. You do everything yourself. But Ibn Hazm, I want to clarify one thing. Ibn Hazm wrote his book of optics when he was put into prison. And his major contribution was that he changed the concept. It's not something external, nothing coming out of the eye, because he saw this light coming from the sun through the bars of this cell, and he could see the images go by. He said, this is external to me, and the eye is only a receptor. That was his major contribution. And so we also forget, you mentioned Einstein's theory of relativity. Einstein got the Nobel Prize for the photoelectric effect. So this is 100 years, 60 years before, solar things happened. We talked about theology, let there be light, this is what the Old Testament or the New Testament say. In Islam, we have a different version of the Quran. How do we describe God? Imagine a niche, which is a lamp. So a light within the light. That is the only description of God that we have in the Quran. So, I'll stop here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, still one comment, please.
The colleague is coming.
Probably we forgot to celebrate the main hero of the year, light of the year, a photon. So, this is a very good guy, and now we can reckon with a single photons in the technology. So thank you.
Thank you very much. And I would like to close the session thanking all of you, thanking the excellent panel that we had, and the audience, of course. And have well-deserved coffee now. Thank you.